It's time for this week's We Care About You update with the Baxter Regional Health System here on K-Country 95. Joining us today, we have Ron Peterson, President and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System. We also have Stephanie Free, an infection preventionist at the Baxter Regional Medical Center, and we have the Director of Marketing for the Baxter Regional Health System, Tobias Pugsley. So let's get started with the latest COVID numbers at Baxter Regional, Ron.
If you look at just Baxter County, we have a total of 5,607 individuals with total cases of COVID. We have 102 active cases, which is down 15 from 2 weeks ago, and we've seen 168 deaths in Baxter County due to COVID. As a system, we have tested 32,498 individuals. We have seen 3,381 positives. We have a total of 894 individuals admitted to the hospital due to COVID. And currently, these numbers are currently looking really good. We currently have 17 inpatients, 1 in ICU, and 0 on ventilators currently due to COVID. We've seen a total of 515 employees test positive for COVID. We currently have 9 active individuals, and of course, they are at home and in isolation. And if you look at the vaccines, the state of Arkansas has crept up over the 50% mark. The total number of individuals fully immunized is at 1,312,459,000, which is 51.3%. That's up 2.3% from 2 weeks ago. And Baxter County is at 42.4%, which is up 1.7%. And Baxter Regional Medical Center has distributed 21,798 doses.
Thank you, Ron. Now let's talk to Stephanie Free, an infection preventionist at the hospital. Now, Stephanie, what is the latest information regarding the COVID-19 vaccine boosters?
On September 17th, the FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee voted that the FDA should recommend booster doses for the following individuals who received an initial series of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, and that's individuals that are 65 years of age and older, anyone who is at high risk of severe COVID-19 infection, and any individual that is at risk for occupational exposure. So now the FDA will need to officially adopt or reject that committee's recommendation and adjust the existing emergency use authorization accordingly. And then the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet today and tomorrow to clarify the recommendations and provide guidance. And so, of course, we cannot administer any of those booster doses until that guidance has been established, but we are still continuing to give those additional doses for the immunocompromised population.
Another question for you, Stephanie. Flu season's coming up. Have you seen many flu cases yet this season?
We have had our first flu case, unfortunately, and they are an inpatient here in the hospital. And the bad news is they actually have flu and COVID at the same time. And so I just want to reiterate to people that that is possible to have, you know, flu and both COVID. And so I want to encourage anyone that has any of those symptoms to get tested for both, because that is possible.
Thank you, Stephanie. Now let's talk to Tobias Pugsley, the Director of Marketing at the Baxter Regional Health System. Tobias, is the COVID-19 resource line still operational?
Yes, sir. Hey, and it's still operational. And again, that's the one-stop shop for all things COVID-related. Here at Baxter Regional, you can schedule a vaccine, you can schedule an infusion or a COVID test. You can get to the hotline on the resource line. That's available from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then also you can get to be able to make a community donation, which we really appreciate the community. We've had an overwhelming amount of support from them. Again, that number is 870-508-7001.
And before we go here, Ron, do you have some closing thoughts for us?
Well, Hayden, as you know, national news coverage continues to show that many hospitals have been stretched beyond capacity during the COVID-19 pandemic. Seems like each wave has brought incredible pressure on the healthcare workforce, and the physical and emotional exhaustion is leading to ever greater staff shortages at all hospitals. And our staff here at Baxter Regional Medical Center is bruised and we're beaten, but we also feel blessed. Blessed in the way that our community supports us, whether it's the prayer chain that is here every morning, or the food that is donated to our staff. It seems like every day some meal is covered for our staff, and we just appreciate that so much. Or if it's the compliance that people are taking by wearing their masks, washing their hands, or watching their social distance, or getting vaccinated. We want to thank you for your support, and because of your support, we want you to know that we are here, we are ready to take great care of you in your time of need.
Again, that's Ron Peterson, President and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System. They join us every Wednesday morning here on K-Country 95 for this Week Care About You update.